On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Okay, boys and girls, we're back with our regular show, just Danny and I, for the Hard Rocking Trivia Show.
The crowd was wild.
The crowd went crazy that time, so it's nice to be back. We had a special guest, and it was a lot of fun, but we got to get our numbers up a little bit more before we ask her back, so... I'm pretty sure she'll be back.
So, oh yeah, she had a lot of fun. She liked it, and of course, my wife and other daughter listened, and you know, they had lots of critiquing of what I need to do better.
Wow, what was the number one thing?
Oh, they always have one of. They think they should be on it. And tonight I was coming up to come record, and they're like, "Well, let us know if you want us to come up and do a cameo." I was like, "No, please don't."
Well, you got to have questions ready to go, and they better do their research. Once they've done all that, yes, they're welcome to come on the show.
Exactly.
I don't know if we can handle them both at the same time. Ooh. Maybe one at a time.
But yeah.
Yeah, they got to do their homework before they get back on this show or ever come on this show. So
that's right. Well, I think we got a good show this time.
Yeah, I think so too. And just a little update on our little Spotify playlist. Which is HRTS Rock Playlist. We're up to 21 subscribers.
21? I thought last time I think we were at 13 or something.
No, we were at 19.
Okay. Well, now we're 21. Wow.
So two intelligent human beings that finally jumped on board and subscribed to the playlist, which is absolutely free. We make no money. Spotify probably makes a couple of cents. Well, they probably don't make any money either. Just go over and listen to good tunes.
Oh, totally.
And there's a lot of good music getting ready to come out. I know, let me think, The Winery Dogs has got an album coming out. Black yep. Star Riders has got an album coming out.
Anybody? Those are all coming soon. I know Mammoth has one coming out later in the year.
So there's going to be some good stuff we're going to throw on there. So
nice.
Now, I think we've got all the business out of the way. Let's start off with some rapid fire. All right, boys and girls, it's time for Rapid Fire, where Danny and I fire off three questions apiece at each other and to rate our rock and roll intelligence. And you out there, play along at home, try to go 6 for 6. If you do, you just, you don't win anything, but you feel awful great about yourselves.
That's right.
Oh, I know what I wanted to bring up real quick. This show is dedicated to a guy named Bob Nalbandian. You ever heard of him, Danny?
Bob Nalbandian?
No,
yeah.
Bob Nalbandian. He passed away.
Why do I know that name?
He did a lot of rock documentaries, the Inside Metal editions, like the LA Metal Scene Explodes, and he was a frequent guest on a lot of podcasts. I saw him at the taping of one of the Eddie Trunk shows. He's just one of those guys that's always around. He was a champion of metal, and he was the same age as I am. And he passed away. I was like, oh, my God.
Jeez.
Wow. I got to meet him twice, and he was a cool dude. So all the people who are into rock podcasts know his name. And great dude.
Yeah, I knew that name from somewhere. I don't remember where, though.
Yeah. He.
And also Jeff Beck just passed away 2 days before we recorded this.
Yeah, major bummer there as well. Now go ahead. Talk about Jeff Beck for a second.
Yeah, man, he unbelievable. You know, he's not one of my favorite. Like, I don't go, oh, yeah, I love whatever album. But, you know, when you listen to some of his guitar playing, it's unreal. He's so freaking good. And the way he played, you'd have to go check out a video of the way he played. He didn't play with a pick. He finger-picked everything.
Yeah, I watched him before. I was never a huge fan, but when you see the guy play, I'm like, wow, I don't think anybody else plays like that.
No, they don't. And the closest I can come to the way he plays would be Richie Kotzen.
Yeah.
Because he kind of finger picks. But, yeah, Jeff Beck, unbelievable. I was listening to some of his stuff today. I was like, holy crap, the guy's good.
I guess the album everybody says to listen to is Blow by Blow by Jeff Beck.
Yeah. So
go check that out. So this show is dedicated to Jeff Beck and Bob Nalbandian.
Yay.
So, in fact, Bob Nalbandian may have been one of the reasons why we kind of started this show and do Rapid Fire, because I heard him do, he had a show called Shockwave Skull Sessions. And one of the shows, they had a round table and they just fired trivia questions off at each other. And I think I was getting maybe 1 out of 10 out of these. This guy's getting 9 out of 10. I mean, he goes back with Lars. He was one of the first guys to champion Armored Saint. He did one of the first fanzines called The Headbanger. In fact, and he's the guy who got Marty Friedman the job in Megadeth.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he made all these rock documentaries that are, you can probably stream them all now. They're all really cool. So
nice.
He made his mark and never asked for a penny. He basically one of those kind of guys.
Right up our alley.
Yeah, just absolutely. I wish I'd have known he wasn't doing well. I would have said, hey, come on our show. And he actually listened to our show. He gave me some feedback on our show. So he was
really
he listened a couple times as well. So
what do you have to say? Do you remember?
Nothing but positive stuff. He goes, hey, like your show, man. Keep it up. Just
nice.
Just a positive guy. Nobody ever had anything bad to say about this dude. So these questions are dedicated to him.
All right.
Here we go.
I hope they're not all about him, because I won't get them.
No, none of them are about him. But he's with us in spirit.
That's right.
Question number one. Who was the original bass player for Dokken on their first release?
Whoa, Dokken. I'm only going to say Jeff Pilson.
You are so close, but it's not. It was Juan Croucier.
Really?
Yep. He left Dokken to join Rat.
Jeez, that... And
Jeff Pilson filled his spot.
Good move either way.
Yeah, it's kind of a lateral move there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so Juan Croucier can be heard on the first... Breaking the Chains was originally released, I think, on a French label. And...
Yeah, great album.
Yeah, and it's got a different track listing. And the song Paris is Burning is actually a studio track. And it's just called Paris. So it's different than the one that we know, because they re-recorded half of it.
Oh, okay. With Jeff Pilson?
Jeff Pilson. So, a little Dokken nice. Trivia for you.
Nice. All right. All right, so question one for you. Who plays rhythm guitar on Janet Jackson's song Black Cat?
I want to say Slash, but is it?
Is that what you are going to say, or you want...
Yes, this is a trick question. I'm going to say Slash.
That is incorrect.
Oh, it's probably Steve Lukather.
No, it is not.
It's not. Okay.
Steve Lukather's not on that song at all.
Final guess. Steve Stevens.
No.
Damn it. Who is it then?
See, you're 0-3 already.
I suck. Sorry up there, Bob.
No, it is Nuno Bettencourt.
I had no idea.
Yes, and if you listen to it, the main riff is played by another guy. I can't remember the name, but Nuno plays on that song, and it's a rocking song, man. It's not Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation, that's for damn sure.
Well, that's the best Janet Jackson song there is, Black Cat.
Yeah, it's amazing. So anybody that is into hard rock, check it out. You know, it's a cool... Very cool song. Great riff. So,
damn, learned something new today.
There you go. Nuno Bettencourt.
All right. Question two for you. What drummer has been a member or touring musician in the following acts? Lita Ford, Dokken, Rat, Alice Cooper, Y&T, Ministry, Megadeth, Suicidal Tendencies, and White Lion.
As a drummer?
As a drummer.
Oh. Dave Lombardo.
Incorrect.
Ah, dang it.
Jimmy DeGrasso.
Really?
I mean, what a wide range of artists, though.
Really? Jeez.
So yeah, Jimmy wow. and Jimmy DeGrasso was also in Black Star Riders.
Yeah.
The guy's good.
He does not suck.
That's yeah, sure. He's always got a job somewhere.
All right, question two for you. Name game. We need a name game theme.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. You're a bass player. Come up with a bass line, and whoever will play the name game, we'll insert it there. There's your homework.
All right, I'll come up with something.
Okay.
All right, who is Nicholas Charles Dingley?
That would be Razzle from Hanoi Rocks.
Damn it. Ugh. Why do you know that?
I don't know. Is that the one you think you've asked me before?
No, I thought I asked you the Nuno question before.
No, Nuno one's new to me.
All right.
But yeah, I knew Razzle's name.
Nicholas Charles Dingley.
That's why he went by Razzle. Much cooler.
Yeah. I didn't realize he was only on two Hanoi Rocks albums.
Yeah, he was a replacement drummer.
Yeah.
I believe he was the British dude because everybody else was from Finland.
Yeah. Yeah, he was born in like Essex or something like that.
Yep. And I had tickets to go see Hanoi Rocks at the Palace that same week when they had the accident.
Really?
Never got to see them. My brother and I were actually going to go. We were so pissed because we were into that album.
For those that don't know, the Hanoi Rocks was, they were on a break, and Vince Neil invited them to his house to hang out and have a party. They ran out of beer, so Razzle and Vince Neil went to get some beer and got into a car accident. Razzle was killed immediately.
Yeah. Remember that show I told you about, the Jason Green, wasting some time with Jason Green?
Yeah.
He interviewed the four other members of Hanoi Rocks, and they all go into that story of who was there and what happened. So they go into greater detail. So,
wow.
Those are cool things to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of those guys are pretty bitter about it still.
Well, yeah. It killed one of his friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Damn.
Yeah, and Vince got off lightly. Because there's also two people. The other car he hit, I believe those two people are still have medical issues.
Wow.
So I don't know if they're paralyzed or whatever, but I know they're not doing great. So.
Well, apparently Vince Neil paid $1.5 million and he got his sentence reduced from 30 days to 15 days in jail.
You think he should have got more?
Yeah. Yeah. Not a fan of drunk driving, so yeah, I would have.
Yeah, he got off lightly.
Totally, yeah. But whatever. That's in the past.
Yep.
Long time
past. Nothing we can do about it. In fact, in Vince Neil news, he was supposed to play a, I guess there's a Rock Island thing happening down in, I think, Key West.
Yeah, in Key West,
and
yeah.
He got COVID, so he was the headliner. So.
Oh, geez. Well, it's a four-day thing, so he must have been a one-day headliner.
Yeah, so I guess I'm taking his place, who knows. Vain? I don't know. Shock Paris, whoever they can grab.
Who knows?
Some local band. Oh, that the Black Sabbath tribute band that does the McDonald's, Mac Sabbath. Ever heard of them?
No.
Oh, there's more homework for you. After we finish this call, go on YouTube, look up Mac Sabbath. The lead singer is dressed up as Ronald McDonald.
Oh, that's right. I've seen one. And like the bass player is the Gremlin or something. Yeah.
So yeah. They're all dressed up and they play Black Sabbath songs, but they change the lyrics. And
I don't know if I saw an Instagram post about them or something, but I'll definitely check them out.
And they're very popular.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah, in fact, I think I saw one of those shows with Ozzy and his son, and they were sitting on the couch, and the son set this up, and they had a curtain, and the curtain comes up, and there's Mac Sabbath, and Ozzy just laughed through the whole thing. He thought it was the greatest.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So on to question three.
All right.
I'm going to give you three names, and you tell me who the band is.
Okay.
Jeffrey Dunn, Anthony Bray, and Conrad Lant. Who are they? It's a three-piece.
I'm going to say Venom.
Wow, how did you know that? Venom is correct.
Yeah, but they're like Abaddon and...
Yeah, Mantis and Cronus.
Yeah. I knew one of them, the last one you said.
Oh, the Conrad one gave it away?
I think so.
And what do you used to call them? Cronades, a bladder, and man tits. I think I got that from Crank. But yeah. So you went 1 for 3.
1 for 3. Yeah, let's see. So you're 1 for 2. So let's see if you can either win or tie.
All righty.
I think you'll get this one. It's not too difficult. All right. Glenn Danzig was a singer of what band before Danzig?
Misfits.
Yes, that is correct.
And there was also Sam Hang, I think, or Sam Hain or something like that.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Nah. They were, I think they called them horror punk.
Yeah. Mother, whatever that means. I tell you what, the Misfits have been touring arenas the last year.
Yeah. So I know Dave Lombardo played. I think he's still playing with them.
Yeah, I think he's the drummer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they got a good gimmick going. I don't like their music at all, but they're selling out.
I'm not a fan of Danzig either.
Mother. Heavy metal Fonzie. That's
Tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'll pass.
Kind of like the Cult, it seems like.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. No. One good album. But a lot of, there's something about that band. It's like, maybe it's the singer. I don't know. Just don't dig it.
Nope. No.
All right, so
you won.
2 for 3. Yes.
Wow. There you go. So we were 3 for 6 overall, so we're batting 500.
Not too bad. I'm sure there's people out there who did better than we did.
I would think so.
And on that note, let's play a commercial.
Let's go to the lobby. Yeah. Let's all go to the lobby.
Yeah, I remember.
Get ourselves a snack.
You used to work at that used to work at the movie theater. You probably heard that a lot.
I didn't. That was older. But my dad, he used to do the voiceovers for those commercials. Oh. And I guess Western Texas.
Oh, I wish there was some tape of that.
Yeah.
If we could ever track that down, I'd love to hear it. I'd even love to play. We'd even use all his voices. That'd be so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a DJ for a long time. He knew Buddy Holly.
Yeah, I remember that story.
Yeah.
I wish there was some tape on that, though. God, that would have been so cool. But it's probably on reel to reel. It's probably long gone. But
I gotta try to look that up.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right, everybody. Time for a little bit of 6 in 30, where we play 6 clips in 30 seconds, and you have to guess the artist. Not too hard, usually. I think this was more fun for me to put together. And this one, we always have a theme that goes with them. And this theme for you is songs that were on the charts in the 90s or in 1990.
Oh, God, I'm going to fail.
On the chart in 1990. Now, this is U.S. and U.K. charts.
Okay. Not India, though.
Not the India charts, no.
But maybe. You never know.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to. I can already tell I'm going to suck at this.
No, you won't.
Third Eye Blind. I don't know.
This is 1990.
The Gin Blossoms.
I didn't go that deep for you.
Okay.
This was more fun, so.
Oh, it means actually good music?
Yeah.
All right, so let me click on this. Let's play along at home with me. Here we go, 6 and 30. Oh, you snuck that one in there. All right. I think I did pretty well so far. So,
all right.
But that last one, who is that? I'm blanking on his name. I can see his face, and I've actually met the guy. Oh, God.
Can you see the pants?
I can see everything. I mean, the guy was actually quite a nice guy. It's not Sir Mix-a-Lot. Somebody like that. Somebody like that. It'll come to me. Let me hear it again.
All right.
Oh, boy. All right, here we go. All right, we're going to go through 1 through 6. Maybe his name will come to me.
All right.
I get number 1 is those cute boys from Nelson.
Yes, Nelson.
Number 2 is the greatest guitar player of all time, Gary Moore.
That is correct.
Number
And that is Gary Moore, but you were correct with the greatest guitarist, so there you go.
Okay, number 3. The Mighty Iron Maiden.
That's right. Holy smoke. Love that song.
Number 4. Bad English.
Yes. All right. 4 for 4 so far.
Number 5. Winger.
Oh, yep.
And number 6. I have Sir Mix-a-Lot on the brain, and I know it's not Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Nope.
And what the heck? Rick is his name. And the bass line is from Rick James.
Yeah.
And there's the guy rapping over. What the hell is he? It's huge.
The whole thing's from Rick James.
It's MC, it's MC something. Gosh. I can't believe I'm blank on this guy. Oh, MC Hammer.
Yes. There you
oh,
go.
My God.
Boy, that was brutal to watch.
I'm glad. That's why we're not on YouTube. I almost had an aneurysm there. Jeez. Yeah, that was pretty easy. That was some softballs. But yeah. Must have been fun. It's so funny that you did that because I set up my 6 and 30, and my last song was going to be the Mary Jane Girls.
Really?
You know that song?
Yeah.
In my house. I said, nah, I found something else to replace it, but it was almost there. So that's funny all that right. You did MC Hammer. So I have a 6 and 30 for Danny. My theme is memorable bass lines in songs.
What?
Some of them begin the songs. Some of them are kind of throughout that, but they're all bass lines.
Oh, great.
And I think you're going to get, I think you'll get, 3 out of maybe 4 out of them. I don't know, but they're cool bass lines.
All right. Well, let's see.
Too bad you can strap on your bass and play them all. So yeah. Go for it.
See if I could play them all.
You probably could.
Probably. All right, here we go.
So you know a lot of them, I'm sure.
I know I got 4. That last one sounds so familiar.
Oh, it is.
All right, let me hear it again. I don't know the third one either. I've never heard that. The others I think I've heard, but let me
play one. I'm sure you've heard the third one too, but maybe not that part. That's the beginning of the song.
All right, let's see.
Okay, Danny.
All right. Well, I could definitely play all of those. Well, maybe not the second one, because that's just all effects, man.
Oh, okay.
That is affected out the butt. But anyway, first one's definitely Bang Tango.
Correct.
Love that song. And that's a pick, by the way.
Okay, well, I'm not a bass player, so I don't know.
All right. Next one, I think that's Primus.
You'd be correct. That is Primus.
Yeah.
He didn't get the gig in Metallica's because they said he was just too damn good for the band.
Oh, absolutely. The guy's phenomenal.
Yeah, Les Claypool.
Yeah. But that's so much effect. I mean, I don't know what he's doing there or what kind of effect it is. Just drive out the butt.
Yeah, but if you listen to Primus, I mean, it's almost, the guitar is almost in the background. The bass is way up front and a lot of the songs.
Yeah, the whole thing is bass driven. Yeah.
And that's the name of that song is My Name is Mud.
My Name is Mud.
Yeah, my favorite Primus song.
Yeah.
Number three.
I don't know. I'm going to guess the B-52s.
Incorrect. The chorus of that song goes, I might like you better if we slept together. I might like you better if we slept
together. Oh, God.
Never.
I don't know who that is.
Romeo Void.
Of course, yeah, right on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, they had two hits. That one and what was the other one? It was a big heavy set Latina chick who sang in that band. I forgot the other
hits. Hits is all relative.
No, they had two big hits. Well, they had two songs that were on MTV constantly.
Okay.
Girl in Trouble, I think, was the other one. And then after that,
yeah.
Okay, number four.
Number four. So you already beat me because you got all six. But anyway... that's Tommy James and the Shondells.
Correct. Cool little bass line goes through that song, huh?
Oh, yeah, totally. There were a lot of cool bass lines in the 60s, early 70s. Most of them played by the Wrecking Crew.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah. Number five, of course, is Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yep. Cool little bass line there.
Oh, yeah. And I think the last one is Mama's Boys.
You'd be correct. That is the original version of Runaway Dreams, which they used that song twice. They recorded it twice, but that's the original version.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah, saw them live. They were great, too.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, and then one of our questions, Jimmy DeGrasso also played in Mama's Boys.
Really?
Yes. That guy's played with everyone because they were all brothers.
Yeah.
But the drummer passed away. Okay. A long, long time ago. So when they toured, they obviously had to replace. Yeah, they were a three-piece. And then they became a four-piece. And then the brother, I think, passed away probably in his 30s.
Wow.
It wasn't drug-related. It was some disease or something.
Yeah, that song Needle in the Groove was one of my favorites of anybody.
I almost used that, too. But I couldn't find the bass part I wanted to use. I didn't want to be. I knew Needle in the Groove was too easy.
Yeah, that one, I don't know about it. There's a signature bass line in that because that's all. Just guitar chord driven.
Yeah. Somebody should re-record that one.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. All right. So I was 5 of 6. Damn it. You won again.
Wow.
You get double prizes.
Double of nothing is nothing. Well, luckily, our next bit, which is going to be last chance, there's no winner or loser here. The winners are the people out there.
Yeah.
Listen to us and the music. Today may be your
last chance to believe in yourself. This is an interesting choice of an album. Mark picked this one. It's Lynch Mob's Wicked Sensation.
Yep, from 1990.
Yep. And that's their debut, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and the Mick Brown plays drums on this album.
Yeah, so half of Dawkins. So when Dawkins split up, half of Dawkins was part of Lynch Mob. And I picked this one because in a previous show, you said something that you hadn't heard much of Lynch Mob. So I figured, I think I'll pick the best Lynch Mob album and throw it out there. And honestly, I knew half of this album really well. The other half I didn't. So, hey, what the heck? Let's see what Danny thinks and see if we're thinking along the same lines. Because usually with Last Chance, we'll pick an album that we hated years ago. And then see if it got any better. This one I liked years ago, and Danny was a little familiar with it, so we're just revisiting it and see if you guys out there like it as much as we might. Or yeah. maybe our position has changed and I don't like it as much as I thought it
did. Much as you think you did.
Yeah, because I when I think of this, when I think of Lynch Mob, this is the album I think of.
The oh, yeah. Whenever you mention Lynch Mob, I instantly think, Wicked Sensation. Totally.
Because after that, the singer, Oney Logan, left. And
yeah.
They had Robert Mason. They sounded completely different. And then there's albums through the years, and there's an experimental album called Smoke This, which I heard is horrible. I've never heard it. And then
maybe we should have done that.
That. And I've never heard it. So maybe in the future we can do that. Because yeah. Nobody seems to like that album. So, and then Oney Logan came back for a while, and he's gone again. I don't know. His voice is distinctive, and it works in this band. So
yeah, totally.
So if you've never heard this, check out the sound bites we put throughout this bit. And if you like what you hear, check it out on Spotify. And if you really like it, go buy it.
Totally.
So track number one. Oh, I should go out. What the people rated it. On AllMusic, it gets 4 out of 5 stars, which is pretty good. And on Rate Your Music, it got a 3.43 out of 5, which is pretty positive as well. So I didn't find too much negativity about this album. So,
all right.
Song number one, the title track, Wicked Sensation. When I've got that wicked. Which also was number 31 on the rock charts. What is your rating on this song?
I gave this one an A. Solid A, no question.
We are thinking alike, sir.
Yeah.
Definitely 4.0 and A for me. I love this song. It got lots of radio play, lots of XM and Sirius play back. Actually, I don't XM because XM was a lot better before the merger. After the merger, Hair Nation just plays the same songs over and over again.
I don't even have Hair Nation on my list, on my presets. I'm not doing it. I have Ozzy's Boneyard. I have the 70s Channel. But yeah, Hair Nation just, ugh. I would love to be the program manager for that station. I would do so much better.
If you have the phone app has a lot. Well, what they've done really is it's basically a playlist now because the DJs are not even live anymore. They just throw their stuff in. There is a Deep Cuts Hair Nation channel on the presets where they go a little bit deeper. I mean, it'll go super deep, but it's not the same damn songs all the time and on Hair Nation. So if you're in the mood for that kind of music, I suggest use the phone app and go to Hair Nation Deep Cuts. At least you'll hear something a little bit different.
Yeah, that's good. You'll get closer to what our Spotify list is.
Oh, yeah, because we go all over the place, and we don't play just the hits. We play lots of deep cuts. All right, so we agree on the first one. Not a shock there. Song number two was the highest charting song on this album. It's called River of Love. What'd you give it?
Yeah, I gave this one a B. I liked it. Not as much as the first one, but I did. I do like this song.
Yeah, I like it as well. I'm a little lower. I gave it a B minus. So
okay.
It's something. It's okay. I'm surprised that they released this song as a single because I think there's a lot better songs on this album than that one.
Oh, totally. But
so it's off to a strong start. River Love's okay.
Yep. Yep. So, all right, so song three, Sweet Sister Mercy.
Sweet Sister Mercy.
Not a fan. I gave this a C-.
Wow.
Yeah, not a fan of this song.
Wow. I gave this the highest rating on the album.
Wow.
Sweet Sister Mercy gets an A+ from me. I love the chorus of this song.
No.
So Danny's totally wrong on this one. Sweet Sister Mercy is great. 4.3 A+. Could be the second favorite song in this album.
Wow.
So, yeah, I feel that strong. It got lots of airplay too. So,
okay.
Danny must not listen. He must have been listening to Smoke This instead of Sensation. So, I don't know. All right, number four. I want to see if we're on the same page here. All I Want.
All I Want, I gave this one a C.
Oh, pretty low there.
Yeah. Yeah, again, it's okay. I think in a lot of cases when I'm listening to these albums, even I listen to them a few times, I start getting tired of the same thing. You know, the same sound, the same type of riffs, the same guitar playing.
They're all kind of mid-tempo, too. You know,
yeah. Yeah, so All I Want got a C from me.
I gave it a B+.
Okay.
I like it. I mean, it's okay. I mean, I like it more than just average, I guess, because I knew it. I've heard it so many times.
Yeah.
So I can see how people can get burned out on George Lynch. I mean, he's a guitar hero and all, but he never, I mean, I've seen him live too, and he's cool live, but it's not like it's anything out of the ordinary, I don't think. You should play fast. But when I hear somebody like Nuno Bettencourt or somebody like that, he can go in a lot of different directions. It's not all the samey, you know?
Maybe yeah.
That's what it is. That's
kind of what I'm saying, same thing.
I should be careful because I think he lives about 5 miles from where I'm at.
And he'll kill you.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of an old man. He's older, a lot older than me, but yeah, he probably... Yeah, I'm not exactly in great shape, so yeah, he would whoop me, so I better just... Be nice.
Yeah, just cool it.
All right, Hell Child.
Hell Child. I like this song. I gave it a B.
I gave it a C.
Oh, man.
I mean, at first I was going to downgrade it even lower, but I think the more I listened to this album like 5 times this week, I started to like it more and more. I heard it.
Yeah. I initially gave it a C, but then I, you know, as I'm listening to it second, third time, I was like, I like this song.
Song number six. She's Evil, But She's Mine. A lot of you guys out there can relate to this album song.
Yeah.
I can't, but there's some people out there that can. I gave this one a B+.
I gave it a B. Yeah, this is one of the better songs on the album, I thought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
I could have gone a little higher, B+, A-, something like that, but I went with a B.
Yeah, so I think my ratings are going to be higher overall. So
probably.
All right, number seven, a song that I totally didn't remember at all, Dance of the Dogs.
This is another one that kind of grew on me as I listened, so I gave it a B. It was a little lower the first few times, and then I was, no, I do like this song. So,
well, we're going in different directions. I gave it a C. I was like,
hey, oh, man.
It still didn't do anything for me, really. It's like, eh.
Yeah.
Filler track for me.
Yeah, that's unfortunate with this album. I think there are some filler tracks, even though they're pretty good. You know, they're not Wicked Sensation.
Yeah. I mean, they started strong. And All right. Song number 8. Another song that I really wasn't that familiar with. I guess this is one I had. When I listened to this album a lot, I would skip tracks, and this is one of the ones I would skip, along with Dance of Dogs. The song is called Rain. I like it a little better than Dance of Dogs. I gave it a C+.
Yeah, I gave it a C. I could see why you'd skip it.
So if I was going to put songs on a Spotify playlist, Dance of the Dogs and Rain would not be on my list.
No, probably not.
All right. Song number 9.
The next song, however.
Oh, will we be on the same?
No Bed of Roses. So I listened to this a couple times. The first time I was like, yeah, I like this song. By the end, I'm like, yep, solid A for me.
Wow, my favorite song and the album. A+ for me.
Yeah.
I think chorus really knocks it out of the park.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I was listening to it, I hadn't remembered this song from before. And then it got to the chorus, I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that. Then, you know, as I'm listening over and over again, I was like, oh, this is one of my favorites.
This is a keeper.
Yep. This will go on the Spotify list.
Love it. I think it is. You know what? I have to look. I don't know if I put much Lynch Mob on the list. If I didn't, I'm definitely going to throw some tracks on there.
All right.
All right. Song, the last three songs, they're the one I wasn't familiar with those ones either. Number 10 is Through These Eyes.
Well, you know, we got to Bed of Roses, and then it took a cliff dive.
Wow.
Through These Eyes for me, I gave it a D.
Wow.
Yeah, not a fan of this song at all. I don't know if it's maybe just residual after having such a great song that this song's kind of mediocre, so I'm disappointed or what, but yeah, strong D for me.
I gave this a B+.
Wow.
I was surprised I liked it as much as I did. Out of all the songs I really didn't know, this was rated the highest out of all of them. Through Dance of the Dogs, Rain, Through These Eyes, and the last two songs, yeah, B+. I was like, I kind of like this one. I don't know, it's a little slower, but a good chorus again. Oney Logan shines on it. But, yeah, we totally disagree on this one.
Yeah, wow.
All right, song 11, For a Million Years.
I gave this one a C. I just thought it's okay. You know, not a song I'd listened to before. Not something I look forward to hearing, but it's not a bad song.
Yeah, I'm a little higher. I gave it a B-.
All right.
It grew on me a little bit, but yeah, I don't think I would listen to this one again. But it's okay.
Yeah.
And the final song on the album is called Street Fightin' Man.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was a Stone song or it's not. I like this song. I like the very beginning where Honey screams it out. So I gave this one a B.
I gave it a B as well. Probably the heaviest song, I would think, on this album.
Yeah, that's part of what I liked about it.
So overall, you know, most of the time when we do this, we score a lot lower. So the interested to see what our totals are. What are your total? What's your total number first?
My total average is 2.7.
Okay.
So that's a B minus.
All right. Mine was 3.1. So, I mean,
okay,
pretty close. Mine's a little above a B, but not quite a B plus. So,
well, I think a B from us is pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so if we give it a B, I mean, if we did an album we really love, we'd probably be like A minus, and so who knows.
Yeah.
But that's not the reason why we do this bit. But you never know. There might be one of those albums out there. Because I'm going to do some albums that you don't know at all. Or maybe when we do this again, you can pick an album that you know I've never heard before. So you just never know.
That's going to be hard to pick. But
no, you'd be. Yeah. I don't think so. There's probably a lot out there. You know what I don't listen to. So like John Butcher Axis or something like that. that you would know that I would have no clue.
Oh, man, his first album is so freaking good.
See, you say that, but I've never really listened to it. But I have it. I just never listened to it.
Yeah.
So there could be stuff like that. Stuff that you haven't heard in years. And you go back and go, God, this album is great. Maybe what if Mark knows this one? If not, we could.
Oh, I've got one we can do that I don't know that you've heard.
Okay.
I'll wait.
You'll wait? Okay. I got one, too, when we do it again. But, yeah, the next time we do this bit, it'll be one of your albums.
All right, so, I've already got one in mind, and I love this album, so
okay.
Be interested to see what you think.
The Cult.
Not even close.
No, okay.
No, this would be one of the albums, like if you had a five albums you take on a desert island.
Okay.
A deserted island. This would be one of my five.
Really? And it's something I'm not that familiar with?
I wouldn't think so. You probably heard it once or twice and then thought, okay.
Is it a Toto album?
No.
Okay.
Though there are Toto albums on that list.
Yeah, because to be honest with you, I'm probably only really familiar with two of them. And I know songs, bit pieces here and there, but the deep
stuff. Two Toto albums?
Yeah, the first one, which I had, and number four. The ones, or all the rest of them, I know one or two songs here and there, but I don't know the deep stuff at all.
Well, I bet you don't know the last one. Was it 14?
I'm sure I don't. I mean, I have it. I probably listened
to
it once.
Man, such a great... I don't think Toto's put out anything that's crap, except maybe the Dune soundtrack. But
not according to Lemmy. Lemmy said he hated Toto, but loved Steve Lukather. So.
Who, Lemmy?
Yeah, Lemmy. He says, he tells Steve Lukather, I hate your band, but I love you. You're awesome. Like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can hate Toto. If you think Toto's just a ballads band like Journey, if you think Journey's a ballads band... Yeah, you're totally wrong.
Yeah, most of their stuff rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all kinds of craziness is going on in the Journey camp. They're coming up on their 50th anniversary, and I guess Jonathan Cain and Neil Sean are bickering about things and business, and there's this talk that they might bring the old keyboard player back. I don't know.
Greg Raleigh?
Yeah. I think they should bring Greg Raleigh back and have Cain there as well. That'd be great.
Oh, wow. Well, it's funny, because... their kids got married.
Yeah.
Or no. Lukather's. Steve Lukather and Jonathan Cain's.
Yeah, I was going to say, Luke didn't join Journey.
Yeah. he could totally play in Journey.
Didn't Richard Marx put something out there? He was hanging out with all these guitar players. It was like Lukather and a bunch of other guys. Lee Ritenour and all these.
Yeah.
Who were the other guys? I mean, it was like just hanging out.
There was Lee Ritenour, Steve Lukather, the bass player, Nathan East, and there's one other guy I can't remember.
Just hanging out. All virtuosos.
Oh, yeah. These guys have played on multi-platinum albums, many of them. Just hanging out, being the dudes.
Yeah. Now, he's playing here Saturday.
Who?
Richard Marx and his band.
Oh, his band. Okay,
literally, we saw 3 miles from my house, but I'll be
go see him.
I'll be on a plane to Phoenix that day.
You suck, man.
I would. You know what? I honestly would. I would have went. He's playing the he's playing the College of the Canyons. A little theater probably holds about, oh, I'd say about 800 people.
We saw him by himself with acoustic guitar and a piano in a place that might hold about 200, maybe. And it was not even a third full. Jeez. In D.C. And it was great. The guy can sing as well as he ever could. He was amazing. Yeah, it's not nothing that we should be talking about on the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show, but still, if you're a fan of music, Richard Marx, man, he's written so many good songs.
Yeah, talented guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let's wrap this show up here. So we're telling everybody to go buy the Wicked Sensation album by Lynch Mob. We're recording this a couple days in advance because I have to fly off to Phoenix for a quick wedding. I'm literally going to be there, go to the wedding, and drive back. So,
ugh.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that trip. So,
who's this getting married?
Oh, it's my niece. She's getting married.
Oh, okay.
She's in her early 20s. She graduated from college, and her college boyfriend are going to get married. So,
well, good for them.
Good. Both of them are good people, so it's cool. Right. But I literally, I'm going to land there, change my clothes, go to the wedding, hang out at the party, wake up, and drive back. It's a nice six hour drive from Phoenix.
I thought you were flying.
I'm flying there and driving back.
Oh,
I'm, the wife
perfect
and,
sense.
Yeah. Well, because Friday night, my son has a basketball game. So my my daughter and my wife are driving there with the dog on Friday morning. And I'm going to meet them Saturday and then come, drive back. So.
I get it.
Yep. And then everybody will have a brand new show on Monday. So, yay.
Yay.
And then we'll think about questions and do this all over again in a couple weeks.
Do it again.
Some people want us to do this every week, but we honestly just don't have the time.
Good Lord. I can't. I've tried to get as much time as I can preparing and recording these, the shows we do every other week.
I mean, we got obligations there. Danny's got kids, grandkids. I got kids, and we're going this place, that place, and there's always something going on. So
always something.
So maybe if we were retired and sitting around staring at the walls, yeah, we could do it every week. We just can't.
We'd do a daily show, daily podcast, live.
Some people do because and that's their job. But you know, we're not pulling the numbers, and we couldn't survive. We'd be dead in a month if this was our only income.
I do need to talk to SiriusXM about having a channel that's worth a damn.
Good luck. A lot of people have tried, and they just don't. They don't listen.
Well, I don't think they have the bandwidth because when they play like on Sundays when they have all the NFL games, they have to cut other channels.
Yeah. And certain bullshit channels have better sound quality than others. I don't know if you've noticed that, but they do.
Well, I could go through and whatever.
They're marketing to the masses. They're not marketing to the hardcores. Like XM in the past, they did. They had a little channel set for the hardcores, so it was for them. Sirius is just more interested in all the people. I want the hits, and that's it. So.
Yeah.
And I can't stand these channels that have just one artist on them. Let's listen to the Pearl Jam channel. Let's listen to the Elvis channel. Like, wouldn't you get bored with that after a while?
Well, I do listen to the Beatles channel pretty often. Because they play not only just Beatles, but they play other people covering Beatles songs, and then they play artists that the Beatles were into. And Breakfast with the Beatles is a great show from 8 to 11 every morning.
Yeah, that used to be a local L.A. show.
Yeah, well, it's worldwide now. It's awesome. Chris Carter knows. I think he knows everything about the Beatles.
Yeah, he can tell you what blood type each guy is, probably.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. I used to listen to that show when it was local out here. But, yeah, I love the Beatles and all, but I can't listen to – I want to hear variety. Well, maybe that channel has a little bit more variety, but let's listen to the Tom Petty channel. Like, No. I like Tom Petty, but – there's only so much of it I can take.
Oh, the Grateful Dead channel? Oh, I'd rather kill myself.
That's the channel they play in Hell.
Yeah. That's Hell soundtrack right there.
No, I think the Hell channel will be the Yoko Ono channel.
Oof.
Just isolating her vocals.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the soundtrack in hell.
Yeah, on the train down there, you ride in my train.
No.
I don't go game. Ugh. God.
All right. We've effectively insulted everybody, so.
Yeah, I think we about covered everybody. We should have most people pissed off with us by now.
Which means big numbers. Woo!
Yeah.
These guys suck. They don't know what they're talking about. Grateful Dead are great musicians.
Oh?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we have friends who like them. I still never got it. Guess if
you're... Once they got John Mayer in there, yeah, okay, then you're talking great musicians, but oof.
Yeah, why does he do that? Is it a paycheck?
Yeah, a big one.
His music is way better than anything the Grateful Dead have ever recorded.
Well, he's taking it all the way to the bank.
They pull the numbers. They get all the people on...
all the hippies.
Yep. They love that crap. Yeah. To each his own, I guess.
Yeah.
That's why I don't... This is not the hippie rockin' trivia show.
I worked at the Grand for a band called the Dark Star Orchestra, which is a Grateful Dead tribute band. Oh, my God. It was horrible. And these people were, like, so into it. But they kind of weren't. It was more about going to the event because we had to have the bars open the entire show, which we normally do not do. But these people, they'd come out, they'd get a drink, they'd sit and talk, they'd smoke their weed. I'm glad I didn't have a drug test that next day because I would have failed it bad.
Is weed legal in Delaware?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is. So, but still, I don't know the company policy around it. And I'm not going to try it because I certainly don't smoke weed myself. So, but still, I don't want to test. I'm going to test it and see what happens with my job.
No.
I'm going to gamble that.
No, not worth it. Maybe once you retire, why not? I don't know. I've done it. I've tried edibles before. I was like, made me sleepy. But they're legal here, so I can try them. And my wife gave them to me, so.
All right.
Maybe I was having knee pain or something. I don't know. Anyway, too much information. We're totally going to be fired next week, so.
Yeah.
It was nice knowing you, Dan.
Yeah, now I can't afford to even do a free podcast.
Yeah. Can't pay for the internet. All right, people out there. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Enjoy your January. Hopefully this will be a great new year. I hope.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. I'll see you when I see you.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye.